Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, April 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. What an opening night in Detroit, Michigan for the 89th National Football League Draft. It was an NFL record. Day one crowd estimated at 275,000 people. And to think this is all coming to Green Bay next year. But it was a little bit of a wait before the Packers got on the clock. And it was Commissioner Roger Goodell who finally made the call.
With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL Draft select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
I didn't go over all that big in a division rival town, but Packer general manager Brian Gutekunst held pat at number 25 to select a guy that they think can help right away and for a long time.
Made the pick with Jordan Morgan. I'm really excited, like we all are. And versatile offensive lineman like we like, you know, really athletic. We really kind of feel he could probably play four positions for us. Two-time team captain, just our kind of guy.
And Morgan is a big fan of the Pack.
Feels so great. I mean, I've been watching David Bakhtiari, following him and studying his play. So, I mean, it feels like such an honor to be able to go to Green Bay and play.
He's a 6'5", 311-pounder, and Gutekunst says film shows he's got the skills.
Got left tackle feet, very athletic kid, very sturdy, strong lower body. And, you know, he did 27, I think, on the bench as well. So he's a very strong athlete. So when you move inside there, things move a little bit quicker and you got to handle a little bit more power. And he certainly has, you know, shown the ability to do that.
But he does have an injury history. Late in the 2022 season, tore his ACL, but he came roaring back. Started 12 games last season for Arizona, earning first team all Pac-12 consideration.
Just had to pretty much put my head down at work. I mean, I attacked it pretty hard in the weight room, in the training room. I did three times a day, just trying to beat the timeline of an ACL injury. I mean, they told me that it was going to take so long, and I just didn't want to wait so long. I felt like a liability. So just getting back on the field was the most important thing for me.
And Gutekunst says you never can underestimate the value of a quality big man for the offensive line.
When you can protect your quarterback, particularly one like we have, you have a chance to win the football game. We were pretty fortunate with injuries for the most part last year, and the guys that had to step up did a nice job. We rotated some guys last year that we won't be able to rotate this year. So to me, it was just, you know, I think we needed to add some things to that group, and Jordan just fit us.
It was a crazy night in Detroit, for there was a run on quarterbacks, the likes of which we've never seen. Six QBs taken in the first 12 picks. First 14 players chosen were all on the offensive side of the ball. The Chicago Bears got it going by selecting USC quarterback Caleb Williams, number one overall. That was followed by Jaden Daniels going to Washington, the Heisman Trophy winner from LSU. New England taking North Carolina quarterback Drake May. Interestingly enough, the first-round pick for Elliott Wolf, in charge of his own program with the Patriots. Cut off the same cloth of his dad, Ron Wolf, perhaps. The Arizona Cardinals then took wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame, went to the Chargers at number five for new coach Jim Harbaugh. Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from LSU, taken by the Giants. Tackle J.C. Latham went to Tennessee at number seven. And then another quarterback, maybe the most surprising move, Michael Penix Jr. of Washington, taken by Atlanta, even after they signed Kirk Cousins to a very lucrative two-year free agent deal this offseason. The Bears, at number nine, got their second first-round pick, a target for their new quarterback. Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze and general manager Ryan Poles had himself a big night.
If you told me we would end up with both Caleb and Rome weeks ago, I would have said you were crazy, but there were two guys that obviously we were really excited to have.
And two more quarterbacks would go. The Vikings trading up just one spot to land Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. And the Denver Broncos made it a half dozen in the first dozen, selecting Oregon's Bo Nix. Now, the Vikings also added linebacker Dallas Turner from Alabama in another trade with Jacksonville. As for the Detroit Lions, their first-round pick came just in front of the Packers. They moved up five spots to number 24 to select a guy I think Green Bay Bay might have had their eye on, defensive back Terrion Arnold from the Crimson Tide. And we're just getting started. Green Bay loaded with two picks in the second round, two more in the third, and Friday night's picking, and then a host of selections coming in the final four rounds on Saturday as the NFL draft underway, a year away from coming to Titletown. Now let's get to the rest of the sports action. Baseball is where we'll begin, and the Milwaukee Brewers are in a split with the Pittsburgh Pirates in their four-game series, taking the finale 7-5. Even though Freddie Peralta had his worst outing so far, gave up a three-run home run to Joey Bart in the first inning after William Contreras had given the Brewers a first-inning lead with a solo blast. Peralta would pitch into the fifth, but it was five wild. Five runs allowed on five hits with five walks and five strikeouts. The Brewers battled for them, tried to pick them up, had themselves a 4-3 lead, got down 5-4, and it stayed that way until it was Gary Sanchez delivering a pinch hit, two-run home run in the top of the eighth inning to put Milwaukee on top 6-5. It came against flame-throwing reliever Aroldis Chapman, but manager Pat Murphy says Sanchez has seen this guy plenty.
He studies the game, too. This isn't just a kid who just has a lot of home runs. He studies. So he's not only familiar, he knows how that applies to his swing. And yeah, that was beautiful.
Oliver Dunwood had an insurance RBI single in the ninth, and Murphy says, hey, even though Peralta scuffled a bit, our bullpen finished off a very strong week.
Nobody knows Koenig or Uribe or Piamps or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent. They've been unbelievable for us.
Brewers now 15-8, go 5-2 on that trip, and they are returning home at last to welcome the 17-9 New York Yankees to American Family Field. Colin Ray will pitch in the series opener on Friday night. Yankees coming to town off a 3-1 loss to the Oakland A's. Elsewhere, Seattle beat Texas 4-3, Kansas City over Toronto 2-1, Twins beat the White Sox 6-3, Guardians over the Red Sox 6-4. It was the Phillies shutting out the Reds 5-0, Rockies a 10-9 winner over San Diego. Dodgers get by the Nationals 2-1, and the Cubs stay a half game back of the Brewers, complete a sweep of the Houston Astros 3-1, the final on Thursday. Wisconsin Timber Riders beat Peoria again on the road 5-3, a 12-6 start now for the Timber Riders, who will play the Chiefs on the road through the weekend. To the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks are in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers. Series tied at 1 in the opening round set. It's an odd start time, 4:30 Friday afternoon. Damian Lillard, who's gone for 30-plus in each of the first two, says we've got to find a way to win, if not two, on the road.
We can't be moved by runs. We can't be moved by them having some success. We just got to be steady. You know, we got to do a lot of things better. Our execution got to be better. We got to be more connected defensively. Continue to make them work and try to have good offensive possession so they're not getting it out and just running because we're not having good offensive possessions.
Already playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton might not be able to go. He is listed as questionable with right knee soreness. NBA playoff action on Thursday night had Orlando whip Cleveland 121-83. Paolo Banchero, 31 points, 14 rebounds. Cavs still lead the series 2-1, but Banchero says we were able to regroup on the home floor.
You know, tonight I had zero turnovers, and the first two I was turning it over every time I touched it. So I think being here at home calms you down and it helps everybody out. And so now the challenge is just doing it again.
Philadelphia 76ers get on the board in their first round set with the New York Knicks, 125-114. Joel Embiid going off for 50 points. He's been fighting through plenty of issues.
Physical abilities are somewhat limited. Got to keep trusting myself, and to not miss some, but I can't rely on those. I gotta, you know, keep pushing myself to put myself in better situations and to succeed.
But the Knicks still have the 2-1 series lead, and Denver in Los Angeles beating the Lakers 112-105. Aaron Gordon with 29. Denver's beaten the Lakers now 11 straight times, and Gordon and the defending champs are now just one away from breaking out the broom.
You know, we know the closeout game is the hardest game in the series, so we're gonna stay focused. And come out and trying to improve and stay focused, take it one game at a time.
In college basketball, Green Bay Phoenix introduced their new head coach, Kayla Karius, taking over for the retiring Kevin Borseth. But Karius, no stranger to GB, as Kayla Tetzlag, an outstanding player at Sheboygan North High School, she became a captain of a team that reached its program zenith, hitting the Sweet 16 as a senior in 2011, former Horizon League Player of the Year, enshrined into the Green Bay Phoenix Hall of Fame. And with a little Division I coaching experience under her belt, Athletic Director Josh Moon, who made the hire, says Kayla certainly gets it.
For us, having someone who has been in here, been in this building, excel at the highest levels, and understanding the Green Bay way is so critical.
Last 2 years, Karius was the head coach at South Dakota, but when she found out that the Phoenix head coaching job was going to open up, duh. I'd grab that.
This is a job that has always been in the back of my mind. Truly, as a junior, when I was currently playing, I had the idea already that I would love to be a college coach someday. And this job has always been in the back of our minds as a family. With our family and our village being close by, we have the support system that we need. And yet, on top of it, as I said, this program being one that's set up so well for success and ready to reach new heights, this is a place we want to be for a very, very long time.
Let's hope so. Good luck to Kayla Karius. To the Stanley Cup playoffs, Florida Panthers beating the Tampa Bay Lightning in Florida 5-3. And the Panthers now with a 3-0 lead. Carolina knocking off the New York Islanders 3-2. They are also up 3-0 in their first round series. Green Bay Gamblers staved off elimination with a game 4 win at home. Now they are in Muskegon to take on the Lumberjacks in the decisive game 5 on Friday night. The winner will head to the USHL Clark Cup Eastern Conference Finals. And the PGA Tour is playing the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. This is the two-man best ball tournament format, and 4 teams share the first round lead at 11 under par, including Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.